You're listening to Ear Candy here on local FM and at other stations around the country. I am Mark O'Connor. We're going to play some catchy pop rock oriented songs for the next hour. We're going to start with a little bit of a subdued song, but one of my favorite Canadian singers, Oh Susanna. And this is from her record, A Girl in Teen City. It's the dark room at the school where she gets up to some little naughtiness when she was a teenager.
Under the muted crimson glow, our exposure timed just so. We speak not, but we both know, in the dark room at the school. Among the hanging photographs and images in plastic bags, we push the f-stop up by half in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school, the dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool. In the dark room at the school, in the dark room, in the dark room, the dark room at the school. In the dark, in the dark room, the dark room at the school. A 100 safety pins undone, placed on the paper one by one. A flash of artificial sun in the dark room at the school. And as we lie upon the floor, a sudden knock upon the door. So we zip up our jeans once more in the dark room at the school. In the dark room at the school, dark room at the school. You were my love, I was your fool. In the dark room at the school, in the dark room, in the dark room, the dark room at the school. Yes, in the dark room, in the dark.
From what I hear, he's been burgling you three times a week for the last month.
Yeah, baby. These books are way overdue. I'm sorry.
Ex-mover on
damn this day.
I see you sipping wine, and you got the kind of butt I could get behind. Flip my mind with those hips so fine, like a Borg porn star, call me 6 of 9. And I can't wait to assimilate, lick you up and down like my dinner plate, as I indulge myself like a gluttonous glutton. Here's where you say, unbutton this button. Nah, I'm just bluffing, miss, just remember, female is my favorite gender. Slide into the tub with some bubbles and rose petals. Can't wait to get my tongue on those pebbles. Oh, really? You like these boxer shorts? Well, take your panties off. They're yours, yeah, for sure. I wouldn't lie, girly girl. You're gonna have a good time in Bergie's world. Let's give you a fantastic donut, sir. Slow down, no need to hurry. Where's the fire? Let's just ease into some bear attire. Cause I heard it might be loosely true that you're into being nudie too. So how about you be Lucy Lou and I'll supply the juicy for you, like whole wheat and mixed greens. And I just cleaned my sheets, they're pristine, ready for the whipped cream. We're gonna get all over them. Not Tim Horton, but you can roll the rim and eat pineapple. Let your mind dabble, whatever you find, unravel. But don't think I give away the crank so fancy free. You're not another skank in my fantasy. I appreciate the spank at the jamboree. And in advance, thanks for the mammary. If you really wanna freak with me, well, you better keep your weekend free. No obstacles, baby, nothing's impossible. Think of me as Iceman and this is a popsicle. Psychological. Yeah, come on. Let's get romantic.
Swallow that one.
Yeah.
That's Baby, It's You from The Last Internationale off of their self-titled debut record. Before that, Let's Get Romantical. They say that humor is the greatest aphrodisiac. And Wordburger is putting that whole proposition to the test in that song. Wordburger, straight out of Dartmouth. And Oh Susanna, Vancouver native Oh Susanna. Susie Ungerleiter with The Dark Room at the School from A Girl in Teen City. She was reminiscing about her adolescent years growing up and coming of age in Vancouver. Good record. You want to check it out. The show again is Ear Candy. I am Mark O'Connor, and we're just going to keep the catchy tunes coming. This one here is called Whistle for the Choir. It's from the Fratellis here on Ear Candy.
It's a big, big city and it's always the same. Can never be too pretty. Tell me your name, is it out of line? If I was to be born and say, would you be mine? Because I may be a beggar and you may be the queen. I know I may be on a downer, I'm still ready to dream. Though it's 3 o'clock, the time is just the time it takes for you to talk. So if you're lonely, why don't you say you're not lonely? Oh, you're a silly girl, I know, I heard, yeah, so it's just like you to come and go. A girl like you's just irresistible. Well, it's a big, big city and the lights are all out, but it's as much as I can do, you know, to figure you out. And I must confess, my heart's all broken pieces and my head's a mess. And it's 4 in the morning and I'm walking along beside the ghost of every drinker here who's ever done wrong. And it's you, woohoo, that's got me going crazy for the things you do. So if you're crazy, I don't care, you amaze me. Oh, you're a stupid girl, oh me, talk, I die, you smile, you laugh, I cry, and only a girl like you could be lonely. And it's a crying shame if you would think the same. A boy like me's just irresistible.
Go one better soon.
That is Bird Chirp from Motherhood off of Dear Bongo. It features a dog, a pet, on the cover. So I'm wondering if Dear Bongo is that the dog's name was Bongo. I would like to know. Or is it because bongos are such an important part of pop music? I mean, if you're just trying to find that extra ingredient to make a song really catchy, like that one was, Bird Chirp, put some bongos on it. Or is my first impression of the album title correct, which was, it's like bonkers, like Dear Bongo, Dear Bonkers, like this is just off the rails, this is just crazy original stuff, which it is. I'm wondering if it maybe is that kind of thing. Hard to know. Mysteries of the universe that we are struggling with here on Ear Candy. I hope that you're not quite suffering the same existential angst about the name of the Motherhood record, Fredericton Band. Again, that's Bird Chirp off of Dear Bongo. Before that, 5440, Canadian Stalwarts 5440. We heard Once a Killer from Smiling Buddha Cabaret. I was going to say Cafe. Smiling Buddha Cafe. Hey, that might not be a bad name for a cafe. And we started that whole set with the Fratellis from their debut record. We heard Whistle for the Choir. And that's an odd song title, isn't it? There's a choir, and they're singing, and then all of a sudden, to show your appreciation, you are whistling the same tune back to them. I'm not sure. Is it like applause for the choir? I'm not sure. All these song titles are sending me off on crazy questions, directions. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. I think instead of just rambling out loud about song titles and what's it all mean, I think I'll just play another song. This one here is Smashing Pumpkins, Knights of Malta.
We gotta make this happen. I'm gonna fly forever. We gotta ride the rainbow. Find it open road. catch that blazing star and climb out of that hole to wonder where we are. We're gonna make this happen. Your fist and a scarab for your mouth. The symptoms say persist, so resist, but a cure is not in doubt. We're gonna make this happen.
In the middle of love, I'm a little white dove, yeah. no blood. I'm on my wall. The water from my eyes fell to the floor. In the middle of love, I'm the little white dove. Yeah, I'm the heroine. In the middle of love, I'm the little white dove. Yeah. Hungry eyes watching over you. Petty crimes are the family jewels. We're living our lives and it's happening over and over again.
that is the Cranberries and Wake Me When It's Over from their final record, unfortunately, in the end, or the final record with Dolores O'Riordan. And, well, I don't think that the band has any plans to carry on in any way, shape, or form. I think that's it for them. Before that, we heard Jenny Lewis and a funky track, but a sad one, actually, if you really dig down into how she's singing stuff. It's called Little White Dove from her record On the Line. And we started with the Smashing Pumpkins, and we heard Knights of Malta. And that's off of their, I forget what the album's called, most recent record. Everyone wants to, it's funny how it goes with musical artists. Their career arc is very different than, say, an author. You know, an author can have a very long career right up until they die. Elmer Leonard was still writing novels that were very well received up until the date of his death, and he was in his late 80s. Stephen King, the same thing. But it's funny with music. It, you know, Paul Simon had that line, every generation throws another hero up the pop chart. And that seems to be the case. So even though the Cranberries just have made a very fine record that stacks with their first two records, in fact, stands easily side by side with those, it won't do a fraction of that. It won't generate a hit. It just won't, because they're old. That's what happens in music. It doesn't matter even if you are a classic rocker, somebody who's written all kinds of hit songs. Once you get to a certain age, you simply cannot have a hit, because I think part of what's being sold in rock and roll is youth. And when you no longer have that, it doesn't matter how good the music is. Anyway, that's just my take on things. I could be completely wrong, but I think that's why I get to play some of these great artists a little later in their lives, is because no one else is playing them. So, you know, hey, this is your chance to hear them. This is next song is from an artist named Steve Gunn, who's been around a long time and just seems to be getting a bigger and bigger profile. People are starting to realize that he's more than just a hired gun guitar whiz. He's spending more time crafting songs and on his vocals and not just worrying about making complex guitar parts. And this is off of his latest record called The Unseen In Between. This one is really good. It's called New Moon here on Ear Candy.
I see a glimmer across the wall, through the mirror, out past the streets, beyond the weather, to that place no one seems to know. Off-key dreams that you're living in, smiling skulls, ghosts of grinning, power lines, spark their singing, drone song. All goes up and now it's gone. the ground rings upon my head. Slip that rock, pull me under. My alarm is set, so I'll be out of bed.
Have you ever seen ABBA the musical? I mean, I haven't. I love ABBA. That was ABBA. That was I'm a Marionette off of a record that was called, well, they really, really struggled with the album title, so they finally just called it The Album. When you're ABBA, you can do stuff like that. 1977. And why I started off by saying, have you seen ABBA the musical, is because the writers in ABBA, Benny and Bjorn, always had aspirations of writing a musical, and the final two or three songs on the album were a little mini musical, including I'm a Marionette. That was, they had these aspirations of creating a musical theater production, and I think they would, in fact, went on to do stuff in that vein. But if you want to see what ABBA would have produced as a musical as opposed to ABBA the musical, now I'm really confusing you, that's what it was. Show's Ear Candy, I'm Mark O'Connor. Before I'm a Marionette, we heard Young Doctors in Love, a hot new Canadian band with Come On and Love Me. All their songs start with name titles, starting with J, Jamie, Jody, so forth. Probably six or seven songs like that, and the rest of them are about love. Come On and Love Me, Please Come On, that sort of thing. So kind of an interesting little thing. It kind of reminds me a little bit of the music of Grease. If you were a modern band and you went back to 1977 again, and you wanted to sort of channel your inner John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, I think Young Doctors in Love would be pretty close to the mark of what you would get. All right, we're going to turn this over to Andrea Cacucci and the Lorenzo Reading Series in 5 minutes. Going to play you out with another song or maybe a snippet of something beyond that. I think we're going to play something from Daniel Romano. He's a Canadian artist of some note. Off of his latest record, Nerveless, we're going to hear Born to Love. And then I think we're going to hear something more from the Rock on Tours off of their debut record. We're going to hear, which was called Broken Boy Soldiers, we're going to hear a track called Level. And that will be the program, so you stay tuned for Andrea. And wherever else you're listening to Ear Candy across this great country of ours, check your local listings for a great program coming on right after this. This is Bored Enough to Love, Daniel Romano. Come back next week. We'll do it all again.
She was beautiful in the sunshine. All those blooming daisies. Not a care in the world. I was free, yes, so free. And I asked myself, I'm
the sugar cube man passes out the treats. Here in Sugar Land, you can find the candy man.